live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Donegal deputy has urged the government to begin planning for a meaningful discussion on Irish unity. Two boys narrowly escaped injury after firework was thrown at them yesterday in Buncrana. Gardaí and Donegal are appealing to people to take care on the roads at this bank holiday weekend. And a South Donegal deputy is hopeful the coming election won't impact efforts to have Boxed Day given EU protection. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has corrected the Dáil record about the age of the teenager who received inappropriate texts from a former senator. She also apologised to the 17-year-old for the actions of Niall O'Donnell and for her statement on his resignation. The Sinn Féin leader says she wrote to the teenager offering an unequivocal apology.
And I am also very sorry for the hurt that my words caused in the statement that I issued following his resignation. That was never, ever my intention. And I apologise to that young person for issuing that statement.
A Donegal deputy has urged the government to begin planning for a meaningful discussion on Irish unity. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin told Taoiseach Simon Harris that the most recent poll published this week suggests there is now a majority in favour of Irish unity north of the border and called for a citizens' assembly. The Taoiseach said the government's prime objective at the moment is to continue to support the restoration of institutions. Deputy McLaughlin says now is the time to begin preparing.
What I want to raise right now is the poll in the Irish News today, which reveals that for the first time there no longer is a majority in favour of remaining in the Union. In fact, since 2015, it was 59.1%. Now it's 48.6%. So we are asking the government to have statements on this, to commit to this. We need to talk about planning responsibly for Irish unity. We need a citizens' assembly. We need to get real about this. All the evidence is there is that this is happening. We need an engagement with the British government about when that referendum will take place. So I'm asking you, Taoiseach, to respond to the findings of that poll, to tell us what your plans are for preparing for Irish unity responsibly, and we look forward to those statements as soon as possible.
In relation to Deputy McLaughlin's point regarding the issue of unification of our island and a poll which I've yet to see, but I will read. Look, my priority and the priority of government has been to work getting the institutions back up and running, indeed working with your own colleague, the First Minister and the Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, having a reset of Anglo-Irish relations and indeed investing significant amounts in a shared island and a shared future. I think there will be a legitimate conversation and debate to be had during the general election about what that next 5 years of work looks like. I'm sure all parties will bring forward their ideas, and I genuinely look forward to engaging constructively on that. If there's time to schedule a debate in the coming weeks, I'm sure that's something that we can consider.
Two boys have narrowly escaped injury after a firework was thrown at them yesterday in Buncrana. The firework is said to have been thrown between the 3- and 4-year-old just outside their school. It's understood Gardaí are now investigating the incident. The boy's mother, Katrina, is appealing to parents to check their children's school bags.
Basically, I took my two children out of the car, put them on the footpath as normal. They were standing there. Then I went back to the car to get their school bags. And a group of boys let off a firework and it went right through the two of them and just missed my youngest son's leg and hand. They could have lost both.
No end of damage to either of the children or both?
The oldest boy was a bit dazed by the whole situation. The youngest boy just kind of, he didn't really take it on. I think he thought, you know, fireworks, Halloween, whatever, but they're just a bit nervous now with noises. The youngest boy, he would be nervous anyway with dogs. He had an incident with a dog, jumped up on him once that wasn't on a lead, and he's scared of dogs. Now he's scared of noises. You know, he's anxious enough as it is. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need this put on top of everything else. But I think parents really need to check, you know, their kids' bags in the morning. Like, where are they getting €40 to go and buy fireworks?
Meanwhile, the Donegal Fire Service is appealing to people to be safe over the Halloween period. The service says it can be one of its busiest times of the year, with bonfires in particular presenting a significant risk. In a social media video, the Fire Service is urging people to be vigilant.
Donegal County Fire Service is calling for everyone to take extra care with the hazards introduced at Halloween. While Halloween is a holiday to celebrate with fancy dress, trick-or-treating and parties, it is important to be vigilant of the potential safety risks during this spooky season. Halloween can be one of the busiest times of year for us, and we are urging everyone in our community to act responsible. We want you, along with your friends and family, to have a safe Halloween.
Gardaí are continuing to search a house in Dundalk as part of the investigation into the disappearance of Kieran Dernan. The property was the young boy's family home for a number of years. Barry White has more from Dundalk.
Since this morning, Gardaí and Forensics have been searching a house on Emer Terrace here in Dundalk. The house has been searched and will be subject of technical and forensic examinations, while a mini excavator has been used to dig up the adjoining garden to the property. Chief Superintendent Alan McGovern says the Gardaí's priority is finding Kieran.
We want to discover where Kieran is. We want to discover what has happened to Kieran. I continue to appeal to anyone who has any information, contact investigating Gardaí.
Meanwhile, Gardaí have stressed that the current tenants of the house that is being searched are not connected in any way with Kieran or his disappearance. Barry White in Dundalk, County Louth.
Meanwhile, Tusla has confirmed while Kieran Dernan was not in its care, its services had engaged with both him and his family. The Child and Family Agency says in August it alerted Gardaí in relation to a significant concern about Kieran. In a statement, it says an internal review has commenced to look at their engagements and interactions with the child and his family. Gardaí are appealing for information after two people were injured in a crash in East Donegal on Sunday last. The two-vehicle collision occurred at around 12:40 p.m. in Ballynacore Crossroads. The man and woman were hospitalised for treatment to non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone who was travelling between Ballybofey and Crossroads at the time and witnessed the crash or who has dashcam footage is asked to contact Gardaí. The formal notice of intention to process with the first phase of the A5 has been published today. The North Department for Infrastructure has confirmed direction, vesting and stopping up orders have now been made. The statutory orders cover 55 kilometres of new trunk road from south of Strabane to near Ballygolly, including the westward extension of the existing A4 dual carriageway. Gardaí have reissued an appeal for information on an assault which occurred in Ballybofey earlier this year. A man was attacked at around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday, April the 21st on Main Street, close to the junction with Glenfinn Street. He sustained serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí believe the area would have been busy at the time as the Donegal Derry game was on the same day. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Donegal are appealing to people to take care on the roads this bank holiday weekend. Motorists are being urged to slow down, to wear their seatbelt, to not drive under the influence or while using their mobile phone. Garda Claire Rafferty is asking people to be mindful over the coming days.
It usually brings a higher volume of traffic on the roads and with that comes an increased risk of collisions. So we ask all road users to please use the roads responsibly. Especially drivers are urged to slow down, wear your seatbelt, ensure your passengers are wearing their seatbelts, not to drive while under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. And another one that there seems to be a lot of problems with too, do not use your or hold your mobile phone while driving. Remember, if you've been drinking, you may not be safe to drive the morning after, so it's not worth risking it. Stay at home, don't do it. Always be on the lookout for cyclists and pedestrians and drive at a safe speed. Just a reminder too that the clocks will change on Sunday, October 27th, and that means that we'll be facing into the darker evenings and darker mornings. So please remember, if you're out and about, to wear a high visibility vest if going walking, running or cycling.
A South Donegal deputy is hopeful the coming election won't impact efforts to have Box Day given EU protection. The campaign argues the food is unique to the region and if successful, the EU will ban items made elsewhere from being called Box Day. Deputy Marion Harkin says it would mean products called Box Day must be created in the Northwest.
The most important thing is that it's recognised that it's from a particular geographical area. It's either produced, processed or prepared there. One of those three stages that has to take place within the area we're speaking of. And the area is, of course, Leitrim, Cavan, Sligo and Mayo.
The state shouldn't skimp on road safety, according to the Transport Minister. It comes as the government has been recommended to hike the price of driving licences and NCTs as part of efforts to make up Road Safety Authority funding shortfalls. An unpublished report from consultancy firm Indicon has found the current funding model for the RSA is unsustainable. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan says Cabinet is due to consider the report in the coming weeks.
Some of the charges the RSA apply haven't increased in 14 years. And it's a very small increase after a 14-year gap will give us the funding we need to fund our road safety campaigns. And one thing I'm absolutely certain about, we should not skimp on road safety. We should not hold back in saving lives through investing in that.
Gardaí have launched a number of investigations following burglaries at homes in Letterkenny and Donegal Town. They're appealing for witnesses or anyone with footage of any kind to come forward. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
A resident discovered an intruder in their home located in the Glendale Drive, Glencar area of Letterkenny on Tuesday last. Between 7:45 and 8 p.m, the occupant heard rummaging around in the kitchen. When they went downstairs, the intruder had fled, leaving the back door open. Meanwhile, a vacant house had been burgled in Donegal Town. The house located in the Orbeg area was entered when the glass was removed from the front door frame between Tuesday the 1st of October and Tuesday the 15th of October. Nothing was stolen from either properties. As Gardaí progress investigations, they invite those who believe they have relevant information to come forward.
Part of Letterkenny Main Street will close overnight. The road between the junction of Rosemount Lane and Market Square will close from 7 o'clock this evening until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's to facilitate site clearance works following the demolition of three buildings in the area over the weekend. Diversions will be in place from Rosemount Lane to Pierce Road.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with horse racing, and Dylan Brown McMonagall had a 24-1 double today in the Curragh. First up was a Saracen at 3-1 in the 1:30 today, trained by Joseph O'Brien. And in the 3:10, Nan's View at 5-1, trained by J.P. Fahey. So a great day again. Once again, having a very successful season, Dylan Brown McMonagall with a double today at the Curragh. Moving on to soccer, and Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has praised Shakhtar Donetsk's resilience as they continue to compete at the top level despite the ongoing war in Ukraine. They've had matches interrupted by air raid alerts, while the hotel they were due to stay in before a game last month was hit by a Russian missile. Arsenal host the club this evening in the Champions League. And Aston Villa, they hope to continue their winning start in the Champions League. Tonight they host Italian side Bologna at Villa Park. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. They're part of the 9 games in total played tonight in the Champions League. In the Northern Ireland Premiership, there's the one game down for decision tonight. It's Cliftonville. They're up against Coleraine. That game starts at 7:45. And there's 7 games in the Championship tonight. Cardiff, they play Portsmouth. Third place Leeds, they play Watford. Preston North End against Norwich. Sheffield Wednesday play Swansea, Stoke City play Bristol City, Oxford United are up against Derby County, and Queen's Park Rangers, they play Coventry. In other news, Louise Quinn and Megan Connolly won't play any part in the Republic of Ireland's Euro 2025 playoff tie. Lazio midfielder Connolly has a hamstring problem, while Centurion Quinn has been unable to recover in time from a hip issue. Head coach Eileen Gleeson has decided not to call up replacements ahead of their trip to Georgia on Friday. And the SSE Electricity League promotion relegation playoff will take place after the FAI Cup final. Premier Division second from bottom club Drogheda United, they await the First Division promotion playoff winners. United take on Derry City in the Cup decider on Sunday, November the 10th, so the playoff final is fixed for the following Saturday. The promotion playoff semi-finals between Bray Wanderers and UCD and Athlone Town against Wexford, they start on Thursday. In other news, Arsenal, they'll not be appealing against the red card shown to defender William Saliba in their 2-0 Premier League defeat to Bournemouth at the weekend. The French international was initially booked for bringing down Ivelsson just past the halfway line, but the decision was upgraded following a VAR review. He'll serve a one-match ban and miss Sunday's game against early leaders Liverpool. And Spurs and West Ham have been charged by the FA following a late fracas in their Premier League match at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at the weekend. Visitors midfielder Mohamed Kudus was sent off for violent conduct during the side's 4-1 defeat. He's also facing a further punishment. He's already serving a 3-game ban for that red card. And former Manchester United striker Diego Forlán will make his professional tennis debut next month. The 45-year-old will play alongside Argentina's Federico Cora in the doubles event at the Uruguay Open. Forlán won the Premier League and FA Cup during his time at Old Trafford and also enjoyed success with Atletico Madrid and the Uruguay national team. In rugby, Ireland will face Japan in their opening match at next summer's Women's Rugby World Cup. Scott Beaman's team will return to the tournament against the Japanese at Franklin Gardens on August the 24th. The second pool game will be against Spain at the same venue a week later before taking on defending champions New Zealand and Brighton. In athletics, former international race walker Gillian O'Sullivan is set to be inducted into Athletics Hall of Fame. The Kerry native represented Ireland at European Championships, World Championships and Olympic Games in the 20k race walk. In snooker, world champion Ciarán Wilson defeated David Grace by 4-3 in his Northern Ireland Open first round match this afternoon. Defending champion Judd Trump, he plays Matthew Selt in Belfast tonight. And finally for this evening, Glasgow has officially been confirmed as the host of the 2026 Commonwealth Games. The Scottish city has stepped in after the Australian state of Victoria withdrew last year. Hockey, squash and diving are among the sports that won't feature in the scaled-down event, but athletics, swimming and track cycling are all included. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And we're turning to some news. Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information after the front window of a business premises in Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, was smashed between 12:50 and 4 a.m. on Saturday last. Gardaí are urging taxi drivers or anyone else who may have dashcam footage to make it available to them. Meanwhile, in Bonkrana, Gardaí are investigating an incident in which a rock was thrown through the kitchen window of a house in Lisowen Avenue at around 11:18 on Tuesday night. Again, anyone with camera footage or information is asked to contact Gardaí. Safety concerns have been raised as it's emerged parishioners of St Angus's Church in Birt are being forced to walk along a busy road to attend church. There's currently no footpath between the church and a nearby hotel, which is used for parking when a larger congregation is in attendance. Councillor Paul Canning is urging Transport Infrastructure Ireland to review the lack of infrastructure in the area.
This has been a bee in my bonnet for quite some time in relation to the chapel at Birt. We have a situation where we have a footpath along the chapel there, but there's an area between the chapel and the Green Inn Hotel where we should be putting in the remainder of a footpath there, because what happens is people that are attending the chapel, whether it be a funeral or a wedding or a big function, they will park along the side of the road. And what happens then is the public will walk on the roadside of the parked vehicle, which means that the public will be walking on the main road while the traffic going back and forward. So my idea is to put the traffic out that wee bit more and put a small footpath, continue the footpath that is there, and take it the whole way to the Green Inn Hotel. And that will allow people to walk on the inside of the cars away from the traffic. It's a no-brainer. And I think that we seriously, the TIA seriously needs to look at that, because you have situations where people are going to a funeral or going to a wedding and they're walking on the main road and maybe in dark clothes and traffic, lorries, heavy vehicles going at speed as well could create a situation where it could be a disaster for the whole area.
The court service is coming under mounting pressure to set out a timeline for the restoration of services at Carndonagh Courthouse. The building was closed due to health and safety concerns almost 5 years ago. Donegal County Council has agreed to write to the court service and the OPW seeking clarity on the future of the courthouse. Councillor Albert Doherty says if court services are not to be restored, an alternative use of the property must be considered.
The local court was closed because of health and safety concern. Prior to COVID, there was to be a temporarily located in the Bunkran area. COVID arrived and all proceedings had moved to Letterkenny. But we have had close on 5 years have passed and there is no sign of interest in the restoration of court services, which is a priority for us. However, and I mentioned what was happening in Letterkenny and in Glenties, where courthouses were now going to play a different role. However, I was calling on counsel to write to the court service, OPW, and ensure that some response comes sooner or later, sooner rather than later, on the Carndonagh Courthouse.
And did counsel agree to proceed with that letter?
Yes, I have been assured by the counsel that they will now write to the court service and we will highlight the lack of maintenance of the building over the last number of years and look for confirmation given an all-island courthouse examination that the report that's now on the court service. And as I say, we're looking for the restoration of district court services in Carndonagh, and if not forthcoming, I think with the community we should discuss what roles can our courthouse play in the future of Carndonagh.
With an eye mix of cloud and sunny spells for the rest of the day and mostly light southwest breezes. Dry with clear spells for a time tonight and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has corrected the dull record about the age of the teenager who received inappropriate texts from a former senator. She also apologised to the 17-year-old for the actions of Niall O'Donoghue and for her statement on his resignation. A Donegal TD has urged the government to begin planning for a meaningful discussion on Irish unity. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin told Taoiseach Simon Harris that the most recent poll published this week suggests there is now a majority in favour of Irish unity north of the border and has called for a citizens' assembly. Two boys narrowly escaped injury after firework was thrown at them yesterday in Buncrana. The firework is said to have been thrown between the 3- and 4-year-old just outside their school. And Gardaí in Donegal are appealing to people to take care on the roads this bank holiday weekend. Motorists are being urged to slow down, to wear a seatbelt, to not drive under the influence or while using a mobile phone. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 22nd of October. The death has occurred of Frank Kelly, Roscad, Creasla, Donegal. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Doe Graveyard. The Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Falcarra Community Hospital Comfort Fund, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Cabrini McConnellogue, Dromore Lower, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon to 10 o'clock. Funeral Mass in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock on Thursday morning, followed by burial in Conwall Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of Jim Midlin, Funeral Director, or any family member. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Cathal Dunleavy, Mincha, Glengvar. Remains reposing at his residence. Funeral to arrive at St Mary Star of the Sea Church, Glengvar, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary at 9. The death has taken place of Patsy O'Neill, 3 Convent Road, Letterkenny, formerly of Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, and Newton Cunningham. Patsy's remains will repose at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight, with rosary at 9. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the MS Society, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Monica Long, Hilltop, Carrick McGrath, Ballybuffet. reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, at 11 o'clock. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to CCU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.